Okay, cool. Okay, this is Kane from Creative Arts Level 3 Year 1. So if you want to just give us a quick overview of your theme and discipline and a bit of context, and then show us what you've been working on.
So for this project, when I was picking my theme, after a bit of like thinking, I decided on the theme botany. And with that, I'm looking at different kinds of plants that are like relevant to me, maybe, or like places that I really like, I'm fond of. So my first kind of researches, or what I focused on, was the Jersey lily and Lily Langtry. So I did a bit of research into her for WIDA and for primary, and I visited loads of her locations that maybe she's like associated with, or like I visited her graveyard. And I've done a few sketches of like viewing the plant and stuff like that. And for my other research, I looked into designers that use florals in quite a fun way, and like more contemporary silhouettes for like with, I don't remember this designer's name, I think it might be a Machino, and they use like florals to, like, as if the gowns are made of like bouquets of flowers instead of just like a florally printed dress, or like this design.
More 3D,
yeah.
Structured.
And I think this is Alexander McQueen, who uses really, really lovely like 3D embroidery to create like the illusion that the gown is maybe dripping with like plants and stuff like that, as if it's been like left the elements. I also wanted to use a big theme of natural fibers or recycling fabric. So I've looked into the history of like the uses of natural fibers like linen and cotton. I've got some examples of them, and the kind of impact that the fashion industry has on people today and our consumption.
Yeah.
And the ways, like, I mean, obviously there's downsides as much as there is upsides to using natural fibers, but like recycling is one
and
of my big parts.
Came where they get the cotton and the linen from.
It's, oh, well, I'm not really like sure on countries, but I wrote like it's normally developing countries that are like,
plant.
Oh, it's the cotton is, it grows on a called a ball,
yeah.
And it grows on like the end of a like just a tall plant, and then linen is, actually comes from a plant called flax, and they crack it and they whip it down, and then the fibers will eventually separate, and
so
then
they call that a based fiber.
Yeah, and
so
then
based fibers, guys, come from the stem of the plant, cotton and things from the flower. So linen's from cotton as well, so it's from the stem.
And okay.
The cotton is from the flower. So base fibers, so usually that means that the fabric is, then it's got more construction to it. It's cool, like creases easier because it's actually got more rigid.
So I wanted to ensure that I was using a lot of natural fibers, and if not recycled. I also just looked into people that use like historical silhouettes, but they make them look like they've been constructed out of like plants and stuff like that. But yeah, loads of designers that do similar stuff. I also looked into natural dyes and like how like I can use plants. Like this was made of turmeric, this was red cabbage, and then this was pomegranate, and like the ways like, you know, they can shape fabric.
So powerful.
So
yeah. I also looked into Vivienne Westwood, partly for her designs, also because she's a great activist when it comes to her, like the fashion industry, and also like fracking and loads of like oil consumption and stuff. But as far as like experiments, I've looked at the shapes of like flowers and stuff like that, and then tried to translate it within my design. So at first I was thinking more flowy and florally, and I have a sketch, like I was thinking, you know, a lot of fluffy layers, because
yeah.
It reminds me of like flowers. But as I went, I kind of found myself turning towards more rigid and more like very like bold, like not bold, but very flat shapes, and a lot less layers, and a lot more focused on like patterns, stuff like that.
Structure.
Yeah. So I looked at the pomegranate, which is a big thing for me, and like the history of the pomegranate and like its meaning in the United Kingdom and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was really interested in the shape of the pomegranate. So I've taken the sections of a pomegranate and tried to put it wherever I can on this piece. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great. So would everyone say that Kane is clearly everyone knows exactly what Kane's made of? You know, and that's basically what we want from you guys, is just that you've got clarity on where it's going and what you're doing, and I think, Kane, you've done that really naturally, So let's just pass some questions out of you because we've all got a good idea.
Who is your audience?
Well, I haven't thought about that much, but I think anyone can really view my piece. I haven't really thought of like a select audience. Maybe people who kind of appreciate, obviously, the things that I'm researching, like botany and stuff like that, but I don't think it's too like select, so.
I think it's just as simple as the general public. You're on the show. And particular people I think that will go towards your display will be people who have an interest in textiles.
Yeah. Fashion.
So, it's sometimes these questions sound like they're going to trip you up, like, who is your audience? It can be really simple, it's just like, adults.
Children
and adults. Yeah. You know, that's literally.
But as long as you kind of give that some consideration, so you've got a target.
Go on, Lizzie.
Brilliant.
What new processes have you used?
Well, I did something called smocking, which is like using threads to pull fabrics in ways. So I did one that kind of gives like a florally effect. And then I think a really good one for me was silk screen printing, and that was, I really like doing that. Yeah. So.
How have you managed your time?
I think I've done quite a lot in my time. I think I've kind of stuck to the dedicated like 2 weeks for experimentation and 2 weeks for making. I'm not too sure, like I haven't really, I don't know, like how to.
Well, I would just, do you feel from your body of work that you're on top of it?
I do think I am.
Like, looking at your sketchbook or seeing your sketchbook, I would say that you look actually very organised, capable of using your time well.
I
considering the mountain of work behind you, I'm sure you would be fine.
Please show us the outfit.
Yeah, can you just bring that show us?
Well, this is only my mock-up. Well, initially, I haven't got many sketches, but I was going to keep with the colour scheme of a pomegranate, so I was going to...
Okay.
This is supposed to... It's obviously just a mock-up, but this hasn't got structure or anything, but this reminded me of like the slits in the pomegranate. When you cut it naturally, it falls into that kind of shape. But obviously on my final piece, I'm going to add more like decoration and stuff. This was just a random fabric for my mock-up. Originally, I was going to use like more of like a natural like couture-looking like linen, but I kind of really like the way this looked. And, like, it kind of really pairs well. At first, I was going to do much brighter colours with like the outside with like this kind of reddish colour, but I do prefer like the more like symbolic like structure rather than like the bright colours. But I don't know, I'm just experimenting with draping, and then I've looked at like the colours, so I've kept it quite like green and red, just like,
Theme.
Great. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited. I mean, my only concern is time moving forward, that you've got time to finish this as you want, and don't forget to just be adding those extra elements of research as you go along. That's all, guys. Uploading everything onto your blog, just all those little sort of admin-y sort of jobs. But thank you, that's great, I'm really excited. So what you guys can do now is you can go and change your brief. So that's going to be there. Now what you want is your final brief. So this is your sort of go-ahead now. From this, make tweaks to your proposal, your rationale, and your reflection, and put it onto the official, now formatted format, and put that onto your blog. Does that make sense? That's going to be the important bit now. Your actual proposal is now on the official format and on your blog. Okay, and see you around.
See you after lunch.
Yes.
Blog. Well done, everyone.
Well, great, thank you. Really excited. I think it's going to be a great